What's up, Kiss Army? My name is Joe, and this is your 20-minute Kiss Fix. Welcome to Wednesday night's show. For those of you that don't know why I've been doing this, I recognize that during the week we are busy, and sometimes you don't have the opportunity to turn on a 60-minute podcast or an hour and 20-minute podcast or a two-hour podcast. Sometimes you just don't have the opportunity to watch a full hour during the week. And sometimes you're just driving to work and you're like, man, I wish I had a show that I did not have to stop in the middle of, and I want to watch or listen to the whole show. That's what this is. So that being said, we're doing this. You can get it on iTunes and YouTube. And it's a lot of fun for me during the week. I usually will do it right after I get done watching wrestling. Tonight, AEW kicked ass. If you don't watch wrestling, that's cool. I love professional wrestling since I was a little boy. All right, so let's talk about the news. Kiss is on tour overseas. That's where they're going to be for a little while. You know, I think the next place, I know they still got Australia to go to for a show. They're just everywhere except for here, but they'll be here soon in the US. And, I'm jealous of Australia. I'm jealous of everywhere. You guys are getting the opportunity to see the band. Sorry, I had some popcorn, so I'm a little salty. Anyway. All right. So, So what's been going on? What's new? I want to show you guys this. If you have not checked this out. Now, this is really for you collectors out there. If you guys collect Kiss crap like I do, this might be something you're interested in. This right here is Gene Simmons. Auctions.com. So this is what it looks like. You register here, you sign in, you want to browse what they have. We can check that out together. So, all right. So here, look, this is the kind of stuff that you're going to get on here right now. These current bids are so you got 21 hours left. These are leather boots owned by Gene Simmons and worn by Gene Simmons. Right now, it's at $650. I don't know. They're cool. I wonder what this little, let's see, can we zoom in on that right there? I guess it's some kind of a special kind of brand or something. Obviously, he wore them a lot, huh? I don't know. Somebody's buying them. That's for sure. All right, so you got Rare Alamo Kiss Medley. I don't even know. Marching Band. I don't even know what this is. Let's see. Is there a description? Very rare item. Not much public info on this one. Just pulled out of the first page. Detroit Rock City, as I didn't want to move much around here. That's what it says. 1976 Kiss Partnership Cafe Americana. It's not very... Somebody out there knows. Anyway, let's see. 1997 Kiss My Access phone cards. You guys remember those? This is really kind of cool right here. This is something I've been looking at. It's not anything I'm going to buy, though. It's a carnival mirror with Eric Carr. This is kick-ass. I've never even seen this before. It's so rare that it's 1700. It's up to 1700 bucks. I'm just saying, it's kind of cool. So let's see. Is there any comments? What do you guys think? Hey, Doug, Adam, what's up? Chris Vickery, hey. Robert Miller, what's going on? Jamie, what's going on? Greetings. Thanks. Good to see you. John Patterson. If the boots are legit, they appear to have limited wear and were rehealed. Damn. You can tell that just by looking at them. That's pretty cool. This is kind of neat. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say this, even though it might be a little controversial. Oh, by the way, this is the new shirt at Walmart right now. I dig it. let's see. Backwards camera. It's kind of cool. Do you guys have any of these? Angelo, what's going on? Bloody Assault. So, it's Wednesday night, and we're doing the 20-minute Kiss Fix. This is your 20-minute Kiss Fix. You guys are catching it live. Everybody else will get a chance to download it on iTunes or wherever, and Google. But the whole point is, the more time you have spare, I'll help fill your time. I don't know, whatever. but yeah, so this is the this is what we're talking about tonight. The Gene Simmons auctions.com page. And okay, so what we're looking at there is a 12x24. So it's pretty big carnival mirror with Eric Carr, Australian, super rare, which it has to be because I've never seen it. I've never even seen it in a book or anything. And you know, normally you can come across these things. I don't have let's see. While we're sitting here, have you guys ever seen this right here? The hottest band in the land. I wonder if there's carnival mirrors in this thing. Let me see if I can find it. I've never had the opportunity to go through the whole book. Let's see. This book is called Kiss, the Hottest Band in the Land. If you guys have never seen this book, you guys should really check it out. And I say you guys, meaning you girls too, because I know girls watch our show. I don't see it anywhere. I don't see the carnival mirror. This has got to be officially licensed stuff, I believe. And I'm going to go with that mirror is not. Backpacks. I'm just going through the Australian section. So I don't see it. It might be in here, but I'm not gonna be able to find it. What else do we got here? It's a blacklight poster. That's pretty cool. This is something my buddy Doug, who's watching right now, he used to have one of the Kiss bowling balls before he, like a silly fool, sold it for lots and lots of American dollars. But check this one out. Here's one. Kiss bowling ball. Gene signed it. And right now it's up to $600. $600 for a bowling ball autographed by Gene Simmons. That's pretty cool, though. If you could get it signed by the whole band, I think that would kick ass the most. Let's see. Any of you guys out there have the bowling ball? It says, if it's not official, can Gene sell it? Good point. I'm wondering if, and I know I said I was going to say this earlier, and let's see. Fun fact, I have a Music from Elder as my workout miss. Helps me get motivated. Music from the Elder helps you get motivated? Interesting. I mean, I can see how that could work. Good thing Sonny isn't here, because he would be bitching and moaning and groaning right now. Gene, I guess, you know, if you, there are the Kiss Live Auctions, KLA, on Facebook. They've been selling tons and tons of Kiss stuff for a few years now, since right before the pandemic, I guess. And I've bought a lot of stuff on there. But I'm guessing that Gene saw that going on and went, you know what? I'm not going to put my stuff on there. I'm not going to put my stuff on eBay. I'm just going to have my own site where I don't have to give a cut of the money to anybody. Do you think that Gene puts this stuff up himself? No, I don't think so. You guys tell me what you think. I'm curious. What kind of stuff do you think might show up on here? I can tell you so far, what has been showing up is pretty cool. Let's look at some more. I'll show you a couple of things that were really caught my eye. Here you, Doug, this is it right here. This is our chance. December 1st, Madison Square Garden. You can buy the sword for December 1st that, you know, uses to breathe fire. Here's a base. It's like gold. Like shiny gold. $10,000 will get you the starting bid. Here's the blood spatter base. If I had $10,000, I would buy that. Just because I would love to have a base displayed that shows, you know, that has the blood all over it. Although I keep saying this, and I don't know because I don't own anything blood splattered, but I mean, it's got eggs and shit in it. Doesn't it get rotten and smelly after a while? Then you could buy the Last Show sword and bases. They start off at $10,000. It used to be that you would just pay a certain amount and you would get it. Now you got a bid on it, I guess. And I'm imagining that, so it says 10 days left. Here are the starting bids. I'm imagining that's going to go up. I'm imagining that there are going to be 5 or 6 people, maybe more. Look at this. First Kiss, Last Licks. I have this record. When I bought that record, it wasn't signed. I have it over there. It cost me $400. This record right here, it's going to go up to at least that. It's a very rare record. Everybody knows what it is. But right now, $275 is 7 days to go. That's a steal at $275. But I have a feeling, let's go ahead and make a wager. We'll look back on, not next Wednesday show, but we'll look back on the Friday show. And we'll see. I'm going to say that's going to get up to $700. You guys tell me what you think. Then look, here's the first pressing. I guess this is the Holland Kiss Killers. I said creatures because I was looking at the other side. First pressing of Holland, autographed by Gene. It's going for $140 right now. That's a steal. I don't know if that's a steal. First pressing, Hotter Than Hell. That's $235. If you look here, it's a cutout, which is kind of funny. But it's a cutout, but still, I mean, these apparently, from what I've read, are all things that Gene owned. Let's see. Hello Kitty stuff, counter display, unopened box. Is this the tissues or whatever? What is this? Rubber stamps. They will sell you anything, won't they? Let's see. This is kind of neat. This is Gene Simmons' personal handwritten notebook page. Now, if you really take a good look, Gene's a good artist, man. That's really kind of cool. You can see, I guess these stamps are to let you know that it's an authentic piece of Gene Simmons memorabilia. Hey, Paul BB14, all the way from Melbourne. Good to see you. Man, you guys are going to have Kiss again soon. I'm so jealous. John Patterson says, let's see. The Elder should have been a Lost Cities tour with Kiss Alive 3 released after. Hey, anything like that sounds cool. But yeah, if you take a look at that, Gene is he's a pretty good artist. I know I'm betting that there are some of you out there that have looked at his art before and, you know, his little doodles and everything. He likes to doodle just like Ace does. Let's see what else we got here in the pictures. So on the back, all right. It doesn't let you zoom in, so I can't really get a good read on what this stuff says because it's small on my computer. I wish there was a way to blow it up. But this looks like it's that Iron Giant. It says 1190, either 99 or 94. I can't remember what year that Iron Giant movie came out, but this certainly looks like that's what he's drawing, but it's not necessarily what it is. Man, that is really good, actually. Those are some of the things that caught my attention. I thought that they, I mean, I pretty much showed you everything. These were some stamps that came out. If my memory is correct, you had a whole bunch of people that put on, like, famous people, they put on lipstick, right? Then they kissed a print, and then they put their lips on the stamps. It wasn't just Gene. There was a whole bunch. But it looks like these are all Gene, and it's autographed. It's going for $150 right now. Now, if you guys, once again, if you're listening to this, you can't see what I'm showing. Go to GeneSimmonsAuctions.com and check that out. Here's a Love Gun box set. You know, the stand-up figures. They're going for $325 right now, 3 days left. Here's an Eric Carr Crazy Nights era drum skin. It's going for $370. These must, Gene, you know, Gene must have just had this stuff laying around. I was like, sell that. He has to have had somebody else do this. So, okay. Originals Creature album. Now, this is one that glows in the dark. I do not own this. And the last one I saw, somebody had for like $400. And I was like, I'm not spending that kind of money. I know I could get it cheaper. But not autographed, apparently. And not Gene's. And not if it belonged to Gene. Let's see. Here's a sealed Hot in the Shade autographed. Here's a, I guess this is like a script for Detroit Rock City. Here is another Carnival Mirror. It's pretty hot. So this one is another Australian, but this time it's got Peter. It's going for $490. I've never seen either of these, and I consider myself, you know, I'm not a big collector. I don't have everything, but I like to look at everything. You know, even if I can't afford it, I'll go on eBay in the middle of the night when I'm asleep. You know, if I can't, if I can't go to sleep real, you know, at the time I'm laying in the bed. And just like a lot of you, I will search online and look at Kiss stuff that's for sale and just check it out. So, all right. So let's go ahead and do this. Okay. So thank you guys for being here. It's Wednesday night edition. There's not much Kiss news other than apparently there's a few new t-shirts, different shirts. One of them is one that I've teased about online. It says, 1977 World Tour, something like that. And it's got Tommy there and Eric Singer on the t-shirt, which of course we know is wrong, but I tease about it. But that's just because I think it's sad that the person that put the t-shirt together couldn't take the time just to look and see which band goes with the tour. At the same time, if I run into the shirt, I'll probably buy it. It's because I'm sick. I have a problem. So tell your friends about the 20-minute Kiss Fix. Go back. I've done a few. Go back and listen to them or watch them. They're right here on the Podcast Rock City page. And tell your friends, share this if you can. And if you haven't subscribed to Podcast Rock City yet, please take the time and go ahead and do it, because we're going to be here on Sunday at 7 p.m. For a whole new show. And the topic this week are going to be top 10 songs that we could live without, Kiss songs that we could live without, and that ought to be kind of controversial, and I don't know. It says, if it's truly a Gene Simmons generated auction, he would have received pre-production lots for most of these items prior to public availability. I don't know. Maybe. The guy to talk to is Doug, and he's on here because what he does for a living is sell shit that other people want to sell, that they don't want anymore. Anyway, all right, so that's it. That was your 20-minute Kiss Fix. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are on your way to bed. Some of you are eating breakfast or whatever you're doing. I hope this helped fill in a little bit of your time. I'm Joe. This was your 20-minute Kiss Fix. I'm out of here in 3, 2, 1, peace.